You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci with you here, and at this time it is my great pleasure to welcome on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline the intercontinental champion of all the world. That's right, every continent the globe. He is the champion of that continent. You go to Australia, champion. Antarctica, champion. Europe, champion. Africa, champion. North America, champion. South America, champion. Ladies and gentlemen, Asia, did I leave off Asia? Asia, the biggest of the continents, champion. Ladies and gentlemen, the intercontinental champion, formerly from Cleveland, the moneymaker, The Miz. What's up, bro?
What up, man? The superstar that brings championships to Cleveland. Well, at least used to, when I used to be from Cleveland.
When you used to be from Cleveland, now you're Hollywood with the moneymaker.
That's exactly right.
Miz, what's the moneymaker?
I apologize that you don't get to witness my face up close in person.
Miz, it hurts me. Normally I get to go to SummerSlam and sit front row, but this year he's bringing all the Hollywood execs and his people from Cleveland are left out.
Miz, what's after this, though? Is there an interplanetary championship?
It could be. You know what? There is nothing after this because the Intercontinental Championship is the prestigious one. It's the one that everyone's going to be wanting because I have it. When I have a title, basically people talk, whether it's positive, whether it's negative. I mean, I have a billboard with my face on it on the famous Sunset Strip right now, so it's kind of nice to be completely honest with you.
As you should. To the victor goes the spoils. Let's talk about the Browns really quickly here, Mike. Monday night, prime time, Washington Redskins, ESPN, Monday Night Football. Who do you want to see starting at quarterback for the Browns, Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel, just for this game?
It all depends on what the coaches are really, really thinking for the first week of the season, because let's face it, if they're going to go with Manziel, they got to put him with the first string. If this is really a legit competition, then Manziel has to be with the first string, or else then this isn't really a legit competition and they're just going to wait and sit it out with Hoyer. I would put in Manziel, but I'm not sure if they're going to do that because I still believe that they think Hoyer's their guy for the first week. And I think Hoyer might be their guy all the way up until the bye week, and then they'll see, and then they'll reevaluate how their team is doing, how they're playing, and then might put Manziel in later on.
Miz, what was your impression, by the way, Miz joining us via the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, what was your impression, your thoughts on the first preseason game against the Lions?
You know, I didn't get to actually watch it. I was in Australia. But from what I've read over the internet, trust me, I read everything, trying to find what's going on with the Browns, how they're doing, how they're looking. People seem to think that both quarterbacks did okay. They had some highlights, they had some lowlights. Obviously, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the offense. The defense looks pretty solid. I've been hearing, through the grapevine that Mingo is looking like a stout person over there on defense, and the D is looking pretty good. So that makes me pretty happy, as well as Whitner really leading this team, as well as Hayden taking it to him. So I'm excited to see the first string D on game one because I think, honestly, they're probably ready right now. The offense, I still think, needs to get out those kinks, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in these next couple weeks. I mean, this is where we'll really see where this team's going to be in this regular season.
No question. Speaking with the intercontinental champion of the world, so your ears better show proper respect at this time, The Miz joining us. And listen, Mike, when you talk about this Washington game, obviously a lot of talk's going to be on the quarterback, but it's also going to be the debut of the first-round pick for the Browns, Justin Gilbert. You still have questions at wide receiver. We're going to see Jordan Cameron's, hopefully his first preseason action. Other than the quarterbacks, what are you looking forward to seeing the most on Monday night?
Wide receivers. I want to see these wide receivers, and I want to see this running back competition. Ben Tate and Terrence West, because Terrence West is giving him a little run for his money, I got to say. You know, it seems to me, from what I've read, that Terrence West is really showing up there, and it could be a nice community back there in that backfield, which I think we'll definitely need, especially from the crappy running back work that we had last year. So I'm looking forward to seeing the wide receivers mostly just because I want to see who's going to catch the ball. I want to see if Charles Johnson is going to be able to be that number one, or if it's going to be Miles Austin, Charles Johnson, and who's going to be You know, it's going to be Andrew Hawkins, you know, Travis Benjamin. Who's going to be the guy?
Hey, Miz, of course, coming up Monday night, the Browns at Redskins, 8 o'clock kickoff. Your thoughts on, or what your thoughts are as far as what you're hoping to see, expecting to see. I assume this will be a game you'll be able to see if you're in the country.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, I'm looking forward to see the wide receivers. Just I want to see this offense really take it to Washington and see how good they can be. What's that?
And score some touchdowns.
Absolutely.
So this
I called Nathan. I go, how did they look? And he was like, yeah, they were good. And I go, they didn't score a touchdown. This is like the Browns of old, okay? And in the fourth quarter, we gave them a touchdown. Because the thing is, like, I know it's preseason. I know people really don't care about winning and losing, but the fact is, I do. You know what? I want, you know, Cleveland to start winning in the preseason. I want them to, you know, score touchdowns, you know, march right up that field and just score. You know, I'm sick of field goals. Field goals aren't fun to watch. Touchdowns are.
So this Sunday, live on the WWE Network, which you can subscribe to for only $9.99, I've been told a few times over the last few weeks on WWE programming, you will take on and defend your Intercontinental Championship against Dolph Ziggler, also from the Cleveland area. But this is happening now in your new backyard, Staples Center, Los Angeles, California. What can fans expect to see when you get in there with Dolph?
Yeah, I can't wait for this match. You know, SummerSlam is one of the biggest events that WWE has, so it's going to be a grand stage. And what better stage to have it than in Hollywood at Staples Centers? And I can't wait to get in the ring and just show exactly what I can do, either put him in a figure four, give him a little skull crusher finale, and just show off the moneymaker the entire time while I hoist up my Intercontinental Championship. So I'm pretty excited about it this Sunday. It's going to be a great time. But you know what, Nathan? I have a challenge for you. You know, I have a challenge on Sunday, but I have a challenge for you that I did yesterday.
Oh, God.
And I still have not received the acceptance. I've been waiting for the acceptance. And the challenge was I challenged you in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And I have not seen you put an ice bucket over your head or donate money to ALSA.org. So I'm wondering what's going on, Nathan. Are you scared? Is there something going on that you're too busy?
I want you to know that I am not scared.
For a charitable cause?
I am not scared, and I'm gonna show this to Vic, and he can tell you what it says on the front of my T-shirt.
It says, "Hello, I'm awesome."
I'm gonna wear the "Hello, I'm awesome" shirt of the Miz. I brought my trunks, my board shorts, and I'm gonna go out there on the practice field in Berea. And I am going to dump a bucket of ice water on my head, and I will be posting the video. On Twitter today for your enjoyment. So challenge accepted, Mizanin.
That's what I'm talking about. Good for you.
I'm going to challenge you to have a winning record in the AFFL, the Awesome Fantasy Football League, this year.
I believe I came in second place last year.
You didn't have a winning record. You've never had a winning record. Neither
what
here
place
nor
did
there.
You come in?
Well,
what
listen.
Place did you come in?
I wish you better luck on Sunday than you have in the AFFL. Ladies and gentlemen.
Did I beat you this year? Yes, I did.
It's 2014. You have not beaten me in 2014.
But
neither here nor there.
But Nathan,
I mean, that means I beat you.
The guy has got a billboard on Hollywood. What was it, on the Sunset Strip?
On the Sunset Strip. He's a huge star. He's got the moneymaker. Listen,
pretty big. I think that ends a lot of conversation.
It is. It does. You're right.
It just stops.
You're right.
Sorry,
thanks
I'm
a lot. Thanks a lot, Notorious. When coming on this show, no. Mike, with Notorious VIC over here, and you like turn it into a little handicap match, a 2-on-1 affair. And you guys love it. You guys all have a good time. You go have your laughs afterwards, and I'm gonna be dripping wet in ice bucket water.
But
and everybody's gonna have a great time.
We gotta get Miz back
for a charitable cause.
It is. It's a good thing. I want more love from the 216, though, from you, Miz. You worry me. I want you to. The fact that you keep coming on our show gives me hope. But we don't want to lose you.
I feel like this is the last piece of Cleveland that he loves.
It is the last piece of Cleveland that I love. You know, I love the Browns. I've always have. Ever since I was a little kid watching Bernie Kosar, you know, Webster Slaughter, Eric Metcalf, you know, that whole team. You know, that's what I grew up on. So I haven't lost faith. I feel like as a Browns fan, you never lose faith no matter what.
That's right.
And so I feel like this is the team, this is the building team. This is the team that's going to take us somewhere. So I'm excited to see what happens through. But I want a touchdown. I want to win. And it's as simple as that, preseason or not. I hope our third stringers are ready to take it to them.
Let me ask you this. I don't know. You're not familiar with this. I know you have your billboard on the Sunset Strip, but there are a lot of billboards around the Cleveland area where Brian Hoyer is the spokesperson for Mr. Hero. And I know you.
Good for him.
Yes, with your father, you know, Mr. Hero George Mizanin, as the one of the proprietors of Mr. Hero in this area. Does that mean that you have more of a stake in this quarterback competition than others? Are you pulling for Hoyer and Roman Burgers everywhere?
Listen, I hope he's eating a bunch of Roman Burgers, a bunch of cheesesteaks, you know, getting those waffle fries with a little cheese dip in it. Let me tell you something. If Hoyer is the spokesperson for Mr. Hero, then I guess he's on my side, because the fact is my dad does own Mr. Heroes all over the greater Cleveland area.
At Mr. Hero George on Twitter.
And he's a smart guy, you know, that Brian Hoyer, you know, people love him, people enjoy him, and I think more people are going to go and get to taste what is Cleveland, and that is Mr. Hero.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you are standing on a piece of earth, know that the champion who presides over it is the Miz. And he joined us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Thank you very much, Mike. Good luck to you on Sunday. I am sorry that I will not be able to join you ringside. I understand Hollywood executives are going to be there.
This is the first time. I feel like you're too busy with the Browns now that you don't even have time for your friends.
You know what? It really hurts me. When I was thinking about tonight, the fact tonight's the SummerSlam party. This is going to be like the first one I've missed in like 5 years.
Hey, Miz, he can't blow in and out of here like he used to, like in our first year together, where he just kind of came in and about 2 minutes before one and sit down, we do the show, and then at 3:01 he's gone. And
it
now
wasn't
it's
that
nice.
Quick.
All right, 3:02. But now it's nice to have him here. He's here
but
all day.
But aren't you
day.
Sad
he's
I'm a connection
morning.
To Cleveland and I can't be there for
he's,
the Miz?
He's presiding over meetings. He's like Mr. Corporate America right now.
The thing is, he's actually working. Which is a shock to me, because it's like
it's a challenge
like,
for him too.
As a man of leisure, this is ridiculous.
I only had three jobs.
Yeah, last
I used
year.
To
I
have
only had
yeah.
three employers not, last year because I was not working.
Now I don't envy him as much.
Traveling
I
every
used
week.
To really envy the guy.
Not
said,
working.
Look
I know
how he blows in here, blows out.
I know
life's good.
Yeah, sad. My family misses me. Mike misses me.
Now he's in
we
a workplace.
We don't want to make the Miz sad. This is land. He presides over where we are right now in the Dog Bowl. He should be able to get me out there.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
You
wield Mike,
that kind of power.
Always a pleasure, my man. Good luck on Sunday.
Right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Great
it.
Great to
Go
talk
Brown.
With you, Miz.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Miz. There he was. So, he wants to see Johnny Manziel as well, but he's also got the Mr. Hero stake in Brian Hoyer. So, you know, he's got all his bases covered.
We got time to squeeze in a tweet or two here, perhaps. All right, this is from one of the regular tweeters to the show, Behind Enemy Lines. He says, I suspect Goodell will suspend Josh Gordon indefinitely. He's just waiting on the Ray Rice controversy to subside. There might be something to that, too, in this whole...
I know, I just don't want it to be true.
...expectation of agenda, and that there's more to the Gordon thing than just, you know, punishing one guy, that it's connected to this. And I'm going to have a hard time believing it's not going to be connected to the Ray Rice thing, whatever comes out of it.
If it is, then I hope it'll be better. I hope it's got some good stuff there. And I also want to just go on record as saying that I believe Johnny Manziel has talent.
I think he might have a little bit. And at Mitch or yeah, Mitch says via Twitter, Browns fan from Atlanta, mark it down. Hoyer starts the opener, average through three games. 0-3. Manziel starts game four after bye and then wins. He's got an exclamation point on that. That's kind of a common thought here, is that it might be a three game run for the starter of the Browns if it is Brian Hoyer. And then Trucker Dave says if we're not going to trade for Andre Johnson, what is the solution at wide receiver? Without Gordon, our receivers are mediocre at best. Just got to step up with what you got. Try to
right.
see what you can pull in at the last minute. I think they're going to remake the bottom of that depth chart
did
as
Golden,
camp goes
let
on.
Let me ask you this. If you were going into a season with Golden Tate, Doug Baldwin, and Jermaine Kearse, would you have felt good about that? No, but those were the three starting receivers and the
Super
Bowl,
champions.
Team.
Yeah, so that makes a point, and that was a point that you heard Ray Farmer make at the end of the draft.
Certainly did.
All right, fun show today. We want to thank the Miz for joining us, the champion of all pieces of this earth. We also want to thank for joining us Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, and Terry Pluto, also from Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, the columnist there, Mary Kay, the beat writer for the Browns. Want to thank our producer today, David DiNatale. Always great to work with Dino. And, of course, Jason Gibbs, our executive producer.
And don't forget the coaches show tonight. Mike Pettine, 7 p.m. Cleveland Browns, PNC Bank Radio Network.
You're going to listen and hear because at some point later today, we expect the Browns to announce who the starter. Mike Pettine will announce who the starter will be for the Monday night game against the Redskins. And the first comments on that decision are going to be made on that show. Nathan Zagura grilling the head coach, along with our good buddy,
Ken Carmen.
You got to mention Ken.
In studio, Ken
Carmen.
He's already
here.
Right now. He's here. He's so excited.
Show starts at 7, and Ken, I think he slept here last night.
Dedication.
We did the show last night. He stayed right in the parking lot.
Preparation.
That is really good stuff. All right, so it was fun. And guess what? We'll do it again. And Julian Gerard comes up next. Bruce Hooley, Gerard Cherry. We'll do this again tomorrow, one more day of this week. Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.